Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Local news can come at you fast. Want the latest on what's happening in your backyard? Download the free Odyssey app. Follow your local news station, and you'll get alerts on the top stories making headlines in your city. You can stay in the know, no matter what you're up to, and be among the first to find out when news breaks. Plus, keep tabs on weather and traffic, so you're never caught off guard. To get started, download the Odyssey app. That's A-U-D-A-C-Y. And follow your local news station.
The North Texas stories you need to know. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Our top story this morning, welcome to day two of freezing.
Well, I had to wear an extra jacket. I had a sweatshirt on, but I had to put an extra jacket on.
Yeah, we're working to help you get ready for this anticipated winter storm.
Yeah. We've got a better timeline now of when snow may appear. Leading our team coverage this morning, our very busy Chief Meteorologist Dan Brunoff. Dan, what are you thinking?
Well, I'm thinking that we have some snow, sleet, a wintry mix heading into North Texas Thursday morning and then continuing all day Thursday and into Friday noon as it tapers off towards daybreak from west to east on Friday. The Weather Service out of Fort Worth has put a good chunk of North Texas and north of a Canton to Hillsboro to Stephenville line. It does include Dallas and Fort Worth, McKinney and Denton. That runs and starts, again, early Thursday and runs until Friday late afternoon at 6 p.m. We will have accumulating snow and sleet across a good chunk of North Texas. We'll talk more about totals and also let you know when we'll get above freezing, and all this will melt away coming up here in just a few minutes.
Thank you so much, Dan. Meanwhile, the governor has activated several state emergency response resources.
The National Weather Service says temperatures will be at or below freezing for much of the state. Some areas may face disruptive snow, ice, and freezing rain, causing potentially hazardous traveling conditions through the rest of the week. So Abbott directed the Texas Department of Emergency Management to activate state emergency response resources used in the Texas Railroad Commission, the Public Utility Commission, and the Department of Public Safety, among others. Over the weekend, more than 700 Texas Department of Transportation personnel prepared for winter weather by pre-treating roads, bridges, and overpasses with over 500,000 gallons of brine and approximately 800 cubic yards of granular material. From the 24-hour news center, Austin York, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Well, it's that typical time of year, but North Texas pediatricians are noticing a real spike in flu and other respiratory illnesses in kids, right as kids go back to school.
Many children are coming in with a high fever due to the flu that actually causes seizures. If one has asthma and get the flu, they can have an asthma attack.
Dallas pediatrician Dr. Cesar Tamerlo says getting a flu shot is still one of the best ways to prevent or at least lessen the flu or flu symptoms. Of course, two of our biggest school districts go back to class today after the holiday break. Dallas and Fort Worth ISD says they're ready to open their doors. They're going to keep things nice and warm for the kids. Right now it is 25 and it feels like 14 degrees. And that cold weather has created an urgent need for shelter for those experiencing homelessness across our area. The 900-bed shelter at Fair Park is already more than 80% full, or was as of last night, and it takes an army to keep it running. John Martinek is a volunteer at the Fair Park shelter.
This is our second year doing this. We were here last year when they had the big freeze. Me and my wife have always had a passion for feeding the hungry. We volunteer through the food pantry, through Union Gospel Mission, and through our calling.
Well, God bless them. And the city is working on the location of another shelter. That would mean there would be a need for more volunteers. Meanwhile, the city of Richardson is opening up some buildings.
Richardson opened the lobby of the police department's administration building on Greenville Avenue as a place for people to come in out of the cold. That started at 5 o'clock Monday afternoon, and city officials say that building will remain available until the weather improves and it's no longer needed. Richardson is offering a similar service to people at Fire Station Number 3 and Fire Station Number 6. All three of those locations will have places for people to charge their phones and laptops. From the 24-hour news center, Stephen Pickering, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Now, in other news, we now know who will lead the state's highest civil court.
Sitting Supreme Court Judge Jimmy Blacklock will be sworn in today as the state's 28th Supreme Court Chief Justice. He has been with the court since 2018 and took part in arguments last month, peppering lawyers with questions in a Dallas County case.
Is it a legal question for the court as to whether those facts amount to, those facts make the officer on duty, or is it somehow a fact question for the jury?
Blacklock takes over for the state's longest-serving justice. Nathan Heck was required to retire last month after turning 75. From the 24-hour news center, LP Phillips News, Radio 1080 KRLD.
McDonald's has adjusted its diversity, equity, and inclusion strategy in response to a 2023 U.S. Supreme Court decision and mounting conservative criticism. The fast food giant dropping its diversity goals for senior leadership and discontinuing a supplier program aimed at promoting diversity training and boosting minority representation. Puppy mills are illegal here in Texas, but transporting those dogs from other states for sale here is not.
We are not talking about folks buying a few puppies or kittens from breeders, say, in the Midwest. Shelley Boboski, executive director of the Texas Humane Legislation Network, wants Texas to stop allowing pet stores to sell those animals.
From commercial breeding facilities that can have anywhere from 200 to 400 or more dogs, and they're being shipped into Texas to be sold at these pet stores.
She adds the puppies and kittens being shipped here are also not spayed or neutered. She says due to the state's patchwork of laws regarding pet stores, some cities don't allow the sale of commercially bred dogs and cats in stores, but plenty of others do. From the 24-hour news center, Barbara Schwartz, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Our KRLD business analyst, David Johnson.
Well, you know, yesterday was all about technology stocks, guys. It, of course, the big CES was kicking off, the Consumer Electronics Show in Las Vegas. That's where they unveil all the new stuff. In advance of that, NVIDIA, the chip stock that's used in all the artificial intelligence machines, jumped to a new all-time closing high, and it lifted all the group with it. Then last night, their CEO made the opening keynote at that, and now it looks like the rally is extending. Micron, for example, was up 10% yesterday. It's up another 4%. Texas Instruments, which really isn't in that exact game, still benefited from that and closed higher. Right now, it looks like the Dow opens 107 higher. The NASDAQ only 4. The S&P up 9. So maybe this is the day that the blue chips try to catch up. Fair amount of economic news today. International trade deficit comes out. Supposed to be $78.2 billion. Then the service sector index, the job opening survey. And one of the focuses is going to be on the noon auction of 10-year notes. And I know that really sounds esoteric, but we've seen interest rates going up. The 10-year rate went up to the highest level in months yesterday, 4.64% this morning. It is up again, so we'll see what sort of reception that auction has, and that'll dictate rates. Crude's up 48 cents, $74.04. Natural gas soared yesterday in all the weather reports. It's back down a little bit today, but only down about 1%, and still at sharply elevated levels. And I got a feeling your natural gas bill, when you get it in about a month, is probably going to look like your electric bill does in the summertime in Texas. Gold's up $26.30. The Dow looks up triple digits. David Johnson, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Make Greenland great again. This as Donald Trump Jr. has landed in Greenland. This as President-elect Trump is increasing his calls for Greenland to become the 51st United State, either Greenland or Canada, obviously.
Well, UT and Ohio State, they're keeping a close eye on the forecast. Of course, they'll play indoors at the Cotton Bowl in Arlington on Friday night. Scotty Rogers with the Goodyear Cotton Bowl Classic says they're watching the forecast closely and keeping in contact with the stadium.
Getting to the game may be a challenge, but once you're in the game, it's 72 and sunny.
Yeah, that's a good point. The stadium's got a retractable roof. You might remember, though, when falling ice and snow injured 6 people outside the stadium in the week of the 2011 Super Bowl. After that, the Cowboys installed a system to pump warm water onto the roof to stop snow and ice from accumulating. They also set up a ridge to break and slow down falling ice chunks. Now, if you're not planning to go to the game, but you want to hear it, and of course you do, you can catch it all right here on News Radio 1080 KRLD. Pregame at 5:30 Friday, kickoff at 6:30. Craig Way on the play-by-play only right here on News Radio 1080 KRLD on your smart speaker or in the Odyssey app when you play KRLD. The North Texas Tollway Authority started treating roads last week and is closely monitoring road conditions, using thousands of cameras and sensors embedded in the pavement to detect potential icy spots early. Just one of the ways that local overseers of our roadways are trying to keep us safe during the impending winter storm. And the National Weather Service says the United States saw almost as many tornadoes as we've ever seen in one year last year. It says 2024 saw at least 1,735 twisters. That's just behind 2004 as the worst year for tornadoes in this country. Texas went through 169 tornadoes last year. 11 of them hit in the 3 days just after Christmas.
The All Local is updated three times a day. For the latest news, weather, and traffic, listen to News Radio 1080 KRLD. Visit KRLD.com, download the Odyssey app, or ask your smart speaker to play News Radio 1080 KRLD.